Hi, I'm Chris Bedford, Dorothy Wagner Wallace Director of the Baltimore Museum of Art. Welcome to Art Matters, a monthly feature where we provide insight into the work of some of today's most creative artists from Baltimore and beyond. And I'm here today with Amy Sherald, a painter based in Baltimore and somebody with an ascendant international career. I'm very proud to be here with you, so thanks for joining us.
Hello, thanks for having me.
I heard about your work the best possible way, word of mouth initially, by lots of curators and directors who told me you have to look at Amy Sherald. So of course I arrived in Baltimore primed for exactly that, and I was duly bowled over by the work and by you, by your delivery. So I knew that that was the beginning of a great relationship, and I think it was also the beginning of my recognition that art in Baltimore is quite unlike art being produced anywhere else, and maybe that's something we can touch on when we chat. But you're a portraitist who doesn't always like to be called a portraitist.
Right.
You refer to yourself as a conceptual portraitist, which is maybe not something that everybody understands readily, but maybe you could take a second to tell us what a conceptual portraitist is.
Conceptual portraiture is different than regular portraiture. Regular portraiture is something that has sentimental value of a loved one. My work is conceptually derived because there are historical ideas behind it. It's connected to the art historical narrative in a way. I also call them conceptual because I feel like black skin is still conceptual in the way that it holds space. For example, when I try to explain this to people, I can say if there's a gallery in New York and the gallery has 15 black artists and 5 white artists, it's going to automatically become a black gallery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's still like weight when it comes to skin color.
Sure.
And so that's the other reason why I say conceptual.
So you told me something very interesting early on when we started speaking, that the Lexington Market, which is an iconic site in Baltimore, was really central to your sort of germination as an artist. So could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. I had a studio in Lexington Market for about 6 years, and I lived on Utah Place, which is less than a half a mile from the market. So I walked there every day. And Lexington Market is a very busy place during the day. There's a lot of things happening all at one time. I felt the chaotic, I guess, energy of that space, and I saw the hustle and really the suffering of everyday people and what they had to go through just to make it through life.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I just wanted to offer a counter narrative to that.
So which leads me to maybe my final question, which is a big one I'll hit you with. So if I were to say that some of the most important figurative work in the world is being made by black Americans, my question to you is, would you agree? And if so, can you explain why that's the case?
I do agree there's a lot of black creative work that is important now. I feel like this is equivalent to, you know, the 19th century Renaissance in a way, I guess, because, I mean, for me anyway, when I look through art books and I look through art history books, I don't see paintings of people that look like me. And when I do, they're usually derogatory. So for me, I'm literally thinking of ways to insert myself into that narrative and take up that space within the museum institution. Because for me, I'm only doing this because that's where I want to end up within that place. And I feel like that's where my work can really matter and make a difference.
Well, I think the work is really profoundly meaningful, and I think it gives me a reason and a direction to direct this museum in this city. And I think you have a lot to say to the residents of Baltimore.
Thank you.
So I'm glad you're here.
Thanks, Chris.
You can check out Amy's work at amysherald.com and see what the artist is up to, what exhibitions and events she has coming up. Thank you for listening. Art Matters is produced for WYPR by the Baltimore Museum of Art. And for the BMA, I'm Chris Bedford.